Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We need to know what's going to happen in the nation and in the world, biblically, and what, you know, what God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We need to know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And so I believe the Lord just kind of just shined a little light on some things that he's been sharing with us, kind of things are coming together. And we don't need to be ignorant of Satan's schemes, his devices. And it's amazing. It's just like, he's always scheming. It's like, do you ever clock out? Is there ever a moment that you clock out? Are you always wanting something from us? Are you wanting to destroy us all the time, every second? Mm. And it's just amazing. And the truth is, he knows his days are numbered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's going to, as a matter of fact, one of the tactics that we're going to talk about his is called relentless. This relentless, nonstop pressure. And you might have been feeling that, but we're going to talk about that today as well. Right before, I was going to mention about our sponsors that I was going to talk about.
Yes.
That I can't remember what it was I'm off track on that. But man, my goodness, the Lord is good. I want you to be encouraged. We want to welcome our Gulf Coast audience in the glory zone. You know, what God has laid on our heart and confirmed in many different ways. And it seems to be, you know, just answering the cry of our hearts that God would give a glory zone, a zone where his glory just rests and the nations are able to come and just be refreshed and encouraged to go back to transform, you know, every sphere of culture, you know, our culture, because we're called to disciple nations. We're not just called to win disciple individual. We're called a disciple. I mean, you think about it. If we don't change the environment in which the man or the woman lives, you're going to battle continually with a culture that's battling against the very one that you love to the Lord.
That's right.
Mm. You know, you're ensuring his or her, you know, death or his or her destruction versus saying, you know what? You know, God said, go make disciples of the nations. Of course, also that's ethnos in regards to, you know, our race and our different ethnicity, but also that where we are geographically. And, you know, God's into taking over.
Yes, right. He is.
By love, not by force. Mm-hmm. He's into, you know, destroying the tactics of the spiritual enemy and saving and forgiving our natural enemies and redeeming them and bringing them in from Saul to Paul. So it's a total different. One's a spiritual warfare and one is a physical warfare. And if in fact, you know, that, and that's what I'm talking, hopefully we'll be talking about today, is not to get, don't look at this thing in a natural way. If you do, you're going to respond in a natural way. And as I talked about on an earlier program, you know, don't swing, don't get physical, but yet defend your family, defend, you know, stand up for, you know, God and country and Israel's that we're doing. But I'm telling you, you know, your partnership and your connection with VFN TV and the daily radio program says, I am standing up. I mean, it really does. Because when you look around and see who's talking about what we're talking about on a day-to-day basis, it's just like, I mean, there are, but it's like, you know, this is where we're connected. Mm-hmm. And we're making available for all of our partners some great extra thank you content, you know, in our green room and our specials and teachings. I mean, we need to know some things. We need to know things about children of the light that we'll be talking about today. Also about how God, the darker things get, the brighter God's glory is going to be in your life. And that's going to be available for you as for our partners as well. And positioning yourself to receive a strategy from God, even if we've made bad agreements and bad alliances, that God has mercy, that God can bring us through this thing. And getting back to the family. We're called to be family. We're called to be, you know, brothers and sisters. And as long as we stay an organization, we're never going to know if we love each other. You're never going to know who you really are, because how you know who you are is when you get close. And if you constantly stay a distance from something, you don't even know who you are. You just don't even know who you are. And you'll be surprised who you are, because when the kingdom of God comes into your home, you find out how much kingdom is in your heart, right?
That's right.
That's right.
It's like, oh, be doggone. Right? It's like, let's you know, these Christians, we'll just go meet in a building up the street. Let's don't come anyway, you know, we'll just that Sunday thing, not that Wednesday thing. We don't want to meet in the home thing.
That's right.
It's like, wait a minute, this is God's home. This is God's
thing. That's right.
So getting right in there, what is taking place? And what I'm talking to you about at this point, realize we have an entire series on it so you can listen to it. It's called Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day. It's very relevant. If you want to find out what's going on, but not just for knowledge, but how to respond to it. For every dark tactic, there's a light tactic. The purpose of the dark tactic is to come as an angel of light. It's the purpose of it is to convince you or us that this is a good thing when really it's a bad thing. He said, even, you know, when somebody preaches you to another Jesus, he says, you know, don't have anything to do with them. But he also says, but, you know, Satan comes as an angel of light. No wonder his servants are called servants of righteousness. We think about that. And we have a whole aspect on the torch for he's called another Jesus. But understand that, in other words, Satan's captives, held captive to do his will, as Paul's writing Timothy, hey, there's a few folks out there that have been taken captive to do Satan's will. You know, gently instruct them in hopes that God would grant them repentance, that they would be saved. And he's talking about the ones that are held captive to do his will. So remember that we hate the sinner, hate the sin, but love the sinner. We hate what the enemy's doing to people, but we love people. So the difference in a Christian, a Christ follower, is we fear not our life unto death. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I mean, there, you know, it's not about what the carnal, fleshly, mm-hmm. you know, not white picket fence and all this. And we're living for a king, mm-hmm. you know, in his kingdom. So, you know, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And it's probably going to be this program and our next program. It's probably going to take that kind of time. But you need to know. I feel like this. Imagine if you had this dress rehearsal and you had all these scripts that were written for a period of time, and you've kind of worked out the lines, you worked out the script, and you put all these things together, and all of a sudden, you know, tomorrow the theater is going to be filled with all these people. Imagine the theater is going to be America, potentially the world. And we talked about hegemony. The whole segment's called Hegemony Crickets. You know, men still want to rule the world. Mm-hmm. They really do. They really want to rule the world. And there's just different mechanisms. And we talked about, you know, the different ages, and we were in that last age where, you know, military, religious, all these different powers, political powers are now submitting to the money powers. And we talked about that as well. You can make that a related segment so you can understand that we're in that last part of the play, the drama, this end time shifting, not end of the world, but the end of this dispensation what we're in, because we're planning for 1,000 years, right? Mm-hmm. And so the stage is set. Now, whether, you know, some plays happen, and it's happened many times. It was a bomb. It just didn't make it. You know, they play it on off-Broadway. They don't, you know, they try it out with a few folks and see how it works out. And sometimes they make it all the way to the Broadway, for example. Go figure, Broadway, right? And then they get on there, and they just think this is it. They pre-sell out tickets, you know. They push it really hard in New York. But then they find out that just people just don't like it. It doesn't work. So just because, you know, Satan's masquerading as an angel of light, and just because his servants are doing things, you know, that look like it's right, but we know inside it's not right, doesn't mean he's going to succeed. What's going to succeed is God always. We got to find out what God wants. We got to pray his kingdom would come, you know, as it is in heaven, here on earth, and all these different aspects of culture that we talk about and in our lives. And then we got to begin to walk in obedience to our king and begin to advance his kingdom, because you have the kingdoms of darkness trying to push against the kingdoms of light. Well, the kingdom of light, you got to look for it. Mm-hmm. Any light here? And so you can, right now, I mean, I really believe you have an opportunity to either look at this thing in the natural and get angry. I mean, get just intensely angry. And whoever gets angry is the one that's lost control of the situation, and that will be under the control of the one that they're angry with. That's what happens. You lose mm-hmm. it at that moment. You lose it. Now, there's righteous anger, but that produces love. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. But the righteous anger is like, okay, well, then I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to tell people that God loves them, and that kind of response. And so at this point right now, so many things are happening. I mean, especially when your eyes open up, if they're not open up, you're going to be shocked. You're just going to be shocked. But the stage has been set. It has been set. Mm-hmm. And people in offices and places around the world that we've respected for years. I mean, we respected these, just the whole concept of these things for years, are set in place for something to shift in the world as we know it. As some are saying, you know, these this open society and you know, whatever it takes to rule hegemony, right? To rule the world. And I mean, no man's strategy is going to succeed for God, but realize, you know, there was a reign for a while for Hitler. There was a reign for a while for Pol Pot. You know, there's a reign for a while for these leaders. So there is mass death during those type of reigns. And so you're maybe seeing it now, or you may just be feeling it, saying like, this is crazy. And you're thinking that one moment something's going to bring sanity. And if you watched our previous program, when you think at the one moment things are turning, then they bring in an imam who prays to Allah as the Islamic God in our Congress, where our laws are made, which is a direct conflict with the caliphate's in direct conflict with our constitution and the laws that are being made. I mean, that was a huge challenge by Lucifer. That's a huge, huge challenge, going like, okay, my rules, my religion, understand it's religion, religious rules, you know, type thing. And so anyway, so what's going on? And we've talked about this, but I'm just going to just kind of brief it, because things are set right now in Ferguson, Missouri. This has nothing to do with what's being said it's about. It has to do with rules for radicals. It has to do with how to organize a nation, how to organize the Middle East, how to a methodology that was taught for years. And you know, Hillary Clinton, she was mentored by Saul Alinsky from a distance and worked for his organization and taught his techniques for 4 years, according to the Chicago Tribune, is President Obama, but then it was Barack Obama. And you can see right now, even on the book and the back cover, it's dedicated both to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama before he was president, before he was senator. And so these are just techniques. They're techniques that they've taught. As a matter of fact, the term paper written by Hillary Clinton, her thesis when she was graduating, was on Saul Alinsky's tactics. Mm-hmm. And I have it sitting on my desk. You can get it. It's available. We just haven't yet made it available, a link to it, but it's out there. You can read it. And it's just, to me, so far as I'm reading, it's just, you know, man's idea of utopia versus what does God say about utopia, because man's utopias will never work out. Mm-hmm. And so in this book, it's dedicated to Lucifer. The front cover, because when I first got it, because I heard Marshall Gantz, one of the campaign workers for our president when he was running for president, is Marshall Gantz, G-A-N-Z, and he was being interviewed by Bill Moyer, and in that I thought it was very interesting. I thought, wow, you know, because sometimes you have to organize, and things have to, that's important to do. I mean, some people organize their laundry. Come on, organization is not bad.
Right.
Yeah. But what is your motives in organizing, right? So I'm listening.
That makes all the difference.
I'm listening to him, and I'm thinking, well, this is great. I want to get that book he's talking about, because he's quoting this guy named Saul Alinsky. And so I get the book, and the book comes in. It's like the front cover, under the front cover, is dedicated to Lucifer, who used these tactics and got his own kingdom. And the back cover is dedicated to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton prior to him being president. And and it's like, ah. And so they're like sister and brother in regards to, they had the same mentor, the same teacher. And I even have a personal letter written from Hillary Clinton to Saul Alinsky, and she was talking about getting together, and that it come together annually, it appeared. And which, you know, that's what they, you can do that. But as Christians, we have to be aware, what is the end result of this? What is JJ? How is it going to end up for the Jews and Jesus, the church and the Jews? Because every time these things start to happen, it doesn't end up well for JJ. And so what are these rules in this book that was taught allegedly by our president for 4 years, that was utilized in the organization of Saul Alinsky by our president when he was, you know, not president, not senator, but it's being utilized now as this presidency. And that's what he knows to do. I mean, if I was a singer and I became president, guess what I'll do? I'll sing. And so that's not nothing wrong. But what is the root of this? And also, we're seeing these things take place around us. And you're going to be really surprised. Understand in detail, I have these talked about in this series so you can listen to them and get knowledgeable about it. And we have a light, L-I-G-H-T, response for a dark move, because when I found out, I said, we got to find out. And God led me to all that. It's like, okay, let's find this out. And we studied it and learned it out loud so you could be a part of that. But we're going to go over these 13 rules when we get back from the break. You'll be really surprised, and it'll make sense because it'll sound like the resume for our present day society and what's taking place. So we're going to go over these, I believe it's 13 rules for radicals, and kind of give you some insight. Understand, these are rules by a playbook that was taught allegedly, according to the, I believe the Chicago Tribune, according to the author and printer of Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, and we have that all available to you on the VFN Torch. You can see that. I wish it not to be true, but we're known by our fruit, and we need to pay attention because the stage is set. And this is the playbook, and the question is, how do we respond to it? And I'm just going to briefly go over it, and it probably is going to take this one. Make sure you join us in the next program. But in that, note that you, in this series, you can hear is this, but you also can hear what is the biblical reaction we should have to it, because we have to respond. I mean, like Christ, we have to respond the way the Lord would do. And so one particular rule, the very first rule, Rule for Radicals, says, and this is just rules that are written in the book, and then it discusses and breaks them down or whatever, which was written in prison, that it says, remember, once you we have, of course, heard somebody say, yeah, several of the books in the Bible were written in prison. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. The difference is this is dedicated to Lucifer, right, and the Bible's dedicated to Jesus Christ. Okay. First one is, remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as pollution. This is in the book. Once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as global warming, right? Mm-hmm. Around pollution, then an organized people is on the move. From there, it's a short and natural step to political pollution and to Pentagon pollution. So when you're seeing right now, you're hearing over and over again, when the science are coming out and they're going like, there is no global warming, when the entire United States right now, all the way down to Florida, is below 20 degrees. Yeah.
Five feet of snow in Buffalo.
The former president, whatever his global warming name is
Al Gore.
Yeah, Al Gore is showing up for a global warming summit, and it got snowed out or snowed in. I mean, but you think, well, here, one of the tactics is just keep saying the stupid thing over and over again, and people will believe it. But the first tactic is, you can't organize people around a militant overtaking over the United States and destruction of their constitution and their rights and their money and their jobs. You can't do that. They're not going to do that. But if you find something like global warming, you know, that we're for the nature and you're for, I mean, they just voted down the pipeline because of, you know, they're worried about, you know, green gases. And it's just being used to choke out the resources and jobs in our nation. That's 40,000 jobs, allegedly, that was choked out with that one vote. And so this is one of the rules. One of the rules that was taught, allegedly, by our president, President Barack Obama, before he's president, and by Hillary Clinton, and her paper on it was, remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as pollution, then an organized people on the move, I'm going in, I can feel it. From there, it's a short and natural step to political pollution, then to Pentagon pollution. Think about that. And you're seeing, I mean, our military forces, you're seeing our political, I mean, nobody even trusts Congress. Nobody trusts Senate. Nobody is like, it's because, I mean, this whole thing about, if we can just get enough people organized around something, hey, let's just pick something like pollution. I mean, everybody likes pollution. Nobody wants dirty water, dirty air, and we want our kids to have a better place. And it's working. I mean, they went to China, is where pollution is actually created. They had to clear the skies for 3 or 4 days, right, so they could have the summit there. They haven't seen blue skies there in, I don't know how long, because that's where America gets their products, many of them. And to have a summit where they make a projection, 15, 30 years, we might look at that.
Yeah.
And so the president comes back and say, hey, we want to lock down America over these rules now. They're going to do it in 15 years, but let's do it. Let's do it
right
now.
Right, so now.
And so these organized folks, they're organized around this thing. Remember, these are tactics that the writer of this book and the teacher and the mentor of our president and of Hillary Clinton said Lucifer was the first ones to do this and got his own kingdom. They see hegemony at the end of this thing. I believe, personally, with the Lord has shown me that you know, it's never been successful. You know, men have tried it, but I believe that they see there's a reason why George Soros is involved, you know, behind the scenes in the context of this thing going on, because they see hegemony. They see a way that if we just organize this whole world around this thing, we get them going. Next thing you know, we can organize the politics and we can organize the military power. So that should make sense to you when you're starting to hear, instead of just yelling at your TV, you're thinking, well, maybe even though I'm into snow over my head, that maybe it is getting global warming. You know, God's going, no, it's not. Look outside, the snow. I mean, it is freezing even in Florida as we speak. And so, so the second rule for radical, so that should like ring a bell right there. What does that mean? The goal is hegemony. The goal is to take over that organization, take over the community, take over that nation, take over the world. I mean, whatever you can organize. For example, the president says we need to organize the Middle East. What tactics would he be talking about? Well, if he's going to use the tactics that he taught for 4 years, allegedly taught for 4 years, that Chicago Tribune dedicated the book to him about, he would be using the rules for radicals, Saul Alinsky tactics. Which, if you'll find out as we progress, he is. Notice some things that are going on right now. For example, what just happened to Israel, that there has been an organized effort to cause that to happen in the Middle East. The whole Saul Alinsky rules for radicals has been used, and we're watching Jews' blood run in the prayer or the place of prayer, and Jews get ran over in their own community. And the prime minister tell the Jews, you have to actually arm yourselves because we don't know we're going to be attacked next. Why our head organizer is involved in bringing these rules for radicals around our nation and around the world, because that's the techniques, you know. And from a Christian perspective, you don't organize Israel. You don't organize around Israel. You don't target Israel. The second one is from rules for radicals. The rule itself is power is not only what you have, but it's what the enemy thinks you have. Power is derived from two main sources, money and people. The have-nots must build power from flesh and blood. That's a rule. So when we saw plenty of attempts. I don't know if you ever tried to start a lawnmower before that wouldn't start, and you're pulling on it and pulling on it. And if you're a man, your manhood's threatened because, you know, he's like, it's just one spark plug. You gotta start this thing.
One more time.
You gotta check into emergency clinic and throw your arm out.
Yeah, right.
Started. Anyway, that's what's happened in America so far. There's been plenty of pulls on this radical assault on our nation. And at this point, it just didn't start. It didn't kick over. It didn't turn over. It didn't start running. But there's been quite a few and a lot of lessons learned in the process of this. Now the stage is set greater than it's ever been set to do this. And so so you look at all the tools that are out there today, and you're looking at this whole mechanism. These 13 rules for radicals are being used so much so that when Egypt was turned upside down and the Muslim Brotherhood was brought into power, because of the ability to network of people in social media, that one man in Egypt named his son Facebook. Because you have to be able to, so you have these social programs now that's really great for connecting, you know, us and talking about things, but, you know, people who want to do harm to people can also connect. And that organized effort produced leadership, President Morsi over Egypt, which Egypt realized that that's what they were being organized. They didn't realize that they were being organized around a good cause. You know, we don't need to be oppressed by someone. But they didn't realize the people who was behind that pushing them was trying to bring the Muslim Brotherhood in power over them. By God's grace, they removed the Muslim Brotherhood, and now it's turning in favor of the church there. They're actually letting them build churches, and it was amazing things. But the people had to wake up and find out we were being organized for something different than I thought. And that's what happens. Remember, Satan comes as an angel of light. And if power is not in what you have, but what people think you have, if you have the ability to look into the cameras of the world and do what Pastor Jeremiah Wright said, you know, say something that's not true. I mean, he, you know, I'm saying what he said. He was speaking of a former parishioner of his. If you could look right into the camera, he said, your problem is you got to tell the truth. Right. This is what Pastor Jeremiah Wright said. And some people, I'm telling you, and if you've been around long enough, their politicians are lying. There's a lot of lies. Right. People not telling the truth. So nobody can say that this politician is evil because they didn't tell the truth. The question is, they're just not lying like you want them to lie.
That was said to Pastor Jeremiah Wright. The problem is that you have to tell the truth.
You have to tell the truth. You're speaking directly to, allegedly. And we have that recording available for you, I believe, on the VFN tour, so you can just hear it. But he was speaking to his the one he mentored, the one that he married. He married Michelle and Barack, you know, early on to mentor them, and he was speaking to them. But these tactics are about, hey, just say what you got to say to be able to get what you the means justifies the ends. And we're gonna talk more about this when we get back from the break, because we have a few more tactics to cover. But you should start understanding then, this is just a method. But there's never been a time in history that you can rapidly organize a people around a seemingly good cause to get them moving in a direction they believe they're going in to be able to do what you want them to do. It's going to be bad. I mean, people are going to revert. If we don't understand this, we are not going to be Dr. Martin Luther King's. You know, we're going to be, you know, Malcolm X's. You know, we're going to be, if we don't understand that we can stand up for God, live in the Constitution, under the guidelines of the Constitution, and in the end, you know, God will win, then next thing you know, you'll hear people saying, like, I'm going to do something about this. It's like, no, it's not good. Somebody says, well, somebody's just trying to get me angry, and they're trying to get me upset. It's like,
I think it's working.
That's it. Yeah. That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Yes.
Is to get you angry and to get you reacting. If you just swing, if you just do something, you know, militantly stupid, they'll put martial law. And martial law means we do have a dictator at that point. At the moment that we put, and martial law has been around since President George Washington. So it's nothing unique. And it's a really good thing when things go wild, depending on who the marshal is. And, you know, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministry, says we will have martial law at some point. And so if we do not give as a nation a reason for martial law, then guess what we won't have? We won't have martial law. And stay within the confines of the law. Martial law comes in when people are breaking the law. And if you don't break the law, and notice the people who say that and we'll talk more about it, but you're seeing the people who want this thing to be pushed over the cliff, they're the ones breaking the law, not the law-abiding citizen.
Right.
The majority of Americans are just doing their, you're just going to work, doing your job, and
taking
care of your family. And so that previous one, we talked about the have and have-nots, we've talked about that on Cloward and Piven. We've talked about on a previous segment about Cloward and Piven. It's like in the title of this segment, we'll make this all available to you. It says, there is a reason for this madness. You need to take down the middle class to crash America, Cloward and Piven writes. And the reason is you have to be targeted. The middle class has to be targeted without dealing with the middle class. So the middle class is the huge part of America. And you could never do anything with America because the middle class was content. You know, they were willing. So the first thing they did was raise the poverty level when they first came in. So all of a sudden, you can be the top 3% of the world's wealth. And you can call yourself poor. And they raised the poverty level, Cloward and Piven. Then they said, let's just write checks for everything. Crash the system. It's Cloward and Piven. Let's get health care for everybody. We can't afford it. Let's just do that. And when you apply for health care, it gives you a little default thing. Hey, would you like to be able to try for some SNAP cards or food? Hey. I mean, just, you know, we've got a couple other programs for you, which that's Cloward and Piven. Spend everything, you know, suck it dry, crash it, and reboot again in this new utopia that never works out. Ask those who followed Pol Pot in Cambodia. He said, God is dead. Today is day one. And he destroyed anybody and everybody that had any foundational aspect of that. We have a whole segment on that's called The Pink Room. So the third rule written in this book, taught by our president, a constitutional attorney, I believe, at least an instructor in the Constitution, as an instructor, I mean, this, he, I mean, it's just, it's amazing the talents he has to be able to do these things. Cause it's like, you know, I'm sure Hillary's going, dag. But believe me, I truly believe that things are set up because they're, I think they're planning on a 16-year fundamental transformation. Mm. This is the first 2 years of polarization. And the next 2 years is you're going to see, you know, turns. Potentially, you know, his sister, you know, fly in like Superwoman.
Right. Mm.
You know, and say, this is crazy.
I'm going to fix this.
This is crazy. Yeah. And begin to settle things because that's the way it works. We'll talk about that. So the third rule in Rule for Radicals that's dedicated to Lucifer, that this is the mentor of our president and one of the mentors of our president, Hillary Clinton, writes, he says, and we're trying to help understand what's going on right now. Why are they serving treats and sweets and dancing around in Gaza? After their president want to say, let's have a knife uprising, they grabbed a knife, which is a cleaver, and a gun, and went and shot Jews and cut them up. And they're doing what the president told them to do. President Abbas told them to do. And but you're looking at it's being organized. This whole thing's being organized. So number three is, the third rule for radical is, never go outside the experience of your people. It will result in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone of anything. So you're looking over and over again, when movements begin, like starting that lawnmower, people begin to think, you know, they begin to watch a little TV, they begin to talk to a few of their friends, and then they start going thinking, you know, I went to show up for that protest and I was the only one there. There's like four of us in the rain, and it kind of looked really funny. And it's like, they begin to think a little bit, and they go, wait a minute, I feel insecure about that. I'm not, and it just breaks down.
Yeah.
It totally breaks down. But, you know, the ones who stand, it didn't break down for Dr. King, because Dr. King was standing up for a righteous cause. It was righteous. It was constitutional, biblical, righteous cause. And we were being brought to an account as a nation saying, you know, get this right. And so with this, one of the ways that you can help out is listen to VFN TV, read the segments, listen to the segments, hear the segments on VFN Torch, and share them with your friends.
Yeah.
You can share them on Facebook. You can actually send straight from the post. There's all kinds of ways to do this. Have them download the app and say, you need to listen to this, you know, Organizers of the Night versus Organizers of the Day, because you need to get educated on this. Because once they find out the truth, once they hear a light, L-I-G-H-T perspective, then all of a sudden they go, you know, this is just stupid. This is, and their cause and their foundational reasons, when light shined on it, they start realizing, you know, I don't want to do that. That's not what I want to do. That's all it takes, is for that individual's authority to say, you know what? I'm not going to exercise my authority in this, because it takes, remember, a whole bunch of people to be able to do this thing. And they just walk away. In other words, if we don't go out and tell people that God loves them, God's got a plan for their life, this is the best experiment that ever has been done in all nations, which is the Judeo-Christian values, which allows you with this constitution to live a free life and unoppressed, and that the church is not trying to rule the nation. We're just loving the nation and loving you, and you're going to be blessed because of it, because if we get right before God, you're going to live in a blessed nation. Mm-hmm. This is the way it works. Right. If my That's people, right. not the world. And so we can educate them, and all of a sudden you see things turning. We just covered three of them. Make sure you join us in our next program, because we're going to go right into covering these next 10 tactics, because, and these, this is really just an overview, hopefully to encourage you to go and listen to Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day. Jesus is the Organizer of the Day. He truly is the light. Satan comes as an angel of light, but he's masquerading, by the way, not an angel of light. He masquerades as an angel of light. That's the true scripture, which means he looks that way. But Jesus is the light who came into the world, but the darkness could not even comprehend him. But we, as the children of the light, that we're called to go in the world and be the light. That's what he's called us to be. And so the answer is the church, not hiding your light under a bushel, not hiding your light in your home or in some building somewhere. You got to get in the streets. You got to get in the restaurants. You got to get in your office place. You got to get in government. You got to stand up and say, I love you. God loves you. And God's got a plan for your life. Listen, it's as simple as loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. We have to bring the truth of God's love, the light, into this culture. And we'll begin to find it fundamentally transforming to the way it needed to be. And it hasn't been that way for a long time. But it's time to get to that place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.
Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.